Harry, behind you!
Shh, don't interrupt me. I'm trying to feed the sharks.
Vines you can swing on.
I don't think that's a vine, Andy. I think that's a snake.
A games room?
I'm bored.
Are you kidding?
Yes.
A secret underground laboratory?
I just worked out how to make giant bananas.
Why?
Because giant bananas are cool.
A lemonade fountain? A vegetable vaporizer?
Oh no! A Brussels sprout!
Vaporize, vaporize, vaporize.
Yay!
Brussels sprout, kaputski.
And a marshmallow machine that follows you around and automatically shoots marshmallows into your mouth whenever you're hungry.
How do you turn this stupid thing off?
But I'm
not full yet.
As well as being our home, the treehouse is also where we make books together. I write the words and Terry draws the pictures.
Right, wow, Andy, look at the pile of books we've already made. The cat on the mat is flat, the cow that went kapow, just tricking, just annoying, just crazy, just disgusting, just stupid, just shocking, the bad book, the very bad book, just Macbeth, what bummer is that, what body part is that?
As you can hear, we've been doing this for quite a while now. Chapter 2. The Flying Cat. If you're like most of our listeners, you're probably wondering where we get all the ideas for our books from. Well, sometimes we think them up. Other times they are based on stuff that actually happens. Like this book, for instance. It all started one morning when I got up and went down to get some breakfast.
Whee! Morning, Andy.
Morning, Terry.
Terry was already in the kitchen. He was painting a cat. And when I say painting a cat, I don't mean he was painting a picture of a cat. He was painting an actual cat. Bright yellow. This might be a stupid question, Terry, I said. But why are you painting that cat bright yellow?
Because I'm turning it into a canary, he said.
I started to explain to Terry that you can't turn a cat into a canary just by painting it yellow. But he said,
yes, you can. Watch this.
And he carried the dripping cat to the edge of the deck.
No!
I yelled as Terry held the cat out in midair and let it go. But I needn't have worried. The cat didn't fall. Two little wings popped out of its back, and then it tweeted and flew away.
See? Said Terry, turning to me in triumph. I told you so. I told you she wanted to be a canary.
Look, Mum, there's your flying cat.
Now, don't be silly, Peepy.
Is it a cat?
Is it a canary?
Is it a canary?
I love catenaries. I just love my new hairstyle.
Chapter 3. The Missing Cat. We watched the cat. I mean, canary. Actually, I think I mean catenary. Until it flew out of sight. Then the doorbell rang. It was Jill, our neighbour. She lives on the other side of the forest in a house full of animals. She's got two dogs, a goat, three horses, four goldfish, one cow, six rabbits, two guinea pigs,